Hey guys, this is Joe Suba. You're listening to Suba Talks, where we talk about health and wellness, living a holistic, plant-based lifestyle, film, current events, and living in this new digital world. Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is Joe Suba. Suba Talks. I'm in my favorite place today. I'm down at the Crystal Spot. It's called Crystal Palace, and I love this place. It always has good energy in it. So today I'm having a special. This is my first interview with a good friend of mine, Marsha. She works here. And Marsha, tell us a little bit about the spot.
Well, this is Crystal Gardens on 10th Street and 1st Avenue. You know, we sell some plants, good for the energy, purifying the space, detox the space also. But the crystal mostly is where we specialize in. They're good for energy, amplifying yourself, you know, be more open to the universe, the cosmos, open to know who you truly are, you know, not that brainwashed way.
Right.
Yes.
So what type of stones would you recommend for like somebody who just... who's not into it, but like wants to feel like energy in their house and, you know, stuff like that?
Well, selenite, I always recommend. Selenite is a white stone, gypsum, connect you with the archangels. Mm. It's good for purifying the space and the body, and it's good for purifying the crystals also.
And what about your home?
And your home also. Your bed, you can put it underneath the pillow, helps you sleep at night, cleans the mind out.
And what, it's called selenite?
Selenite, yes.
Selenite, I like that one. Give me some. I mean, there's so much in here. This is a beautiful. You know, I always come here, and I always show this on my Facebook. So this is, you know, you're my first. I'm just so excited right now. I don't want to talk too much. I want to rather let you just have the floor, and I'll just hang out with you. Is that cool?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Now, we have another one called Shungite. It is good for EMF. Also good to detox the body from electromagnetic frequency. Mm. You can also put it in the water. Kills the bacteria in the water.
So if I put it in my water, I can still drink from it?
You can drink from it, yes. In the morning, put it in at night, drink it in the morning.
Mm.
Also gives you energy too, you know?
Energy?
Energy, yes. Because it takes toxins from the body.
Ah.
So once the toxins in the out, it's out. It helps energize you, you know?
Right. So what else can we look through?
We have some pyrite that like, I call it the galactic mineral.
I know, it looks shiny. I like that.
It's very shiny. Also good for protection from EMF, good for abundance and prosperity. If you know you want to change your mind when it comes to money financially, you can always come down and get you a piece of pyrite. It's very efficient, you know, when it comes to getting money in your life.
Oh, let me hold that. I need that money in my life.
Yes.
Let me hold that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I need more of that. Okay.
Lots of money. And another one of my favorites called fluorite. Good for mental focus, you know.
I need that
you
for sure.
You lack in focus. You can't concentrate. You student. You need to concentrate on your schoolwork or anything in general. Fluorite is good for that. And it's also good for EMF also. It's going around smoky quartz, so. I'm going to detox the energy field.
I know nothing about what you're talking about, but I just love the way it's...
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So we're just hanging out here. Oh,
yes,
man. Look at all...
Another one of my favorites is called blue kyanite.
Mm.
It's definitely so great for communication. Also great to communicate with the angel, Archangel Michael. You know, you want some type of guide. If you feel like you're lost, you don't know where you are, you need an angel on your side, your ex-Archangel Michael. He protects you for sure. And he knows what don't serve you. He'll keep them away. You ask, call upon Archangel Michael. He will help you. He'll guide you.
I got a question. I'm sorry. Would you finish?
No, I'm good. Yeah.
Okay, I had a question. So say somebody who wasn't into, like, the spiritual world, like, you know, just somebody who wants just, like, a stone and make them feel, like, still and, you know, stuff like that. Because sometimes people get scared because of the stones. They have a thing about, it's so spiritual. And, you know, especially a lot of people who are just super.
Just coming in, yes.
Yeah, just coming in. They're just scared of everything that they touch. And somebody told them, they didn't do no research on things. They're just nervous and panicky.
Well, I recommend clear quartz.
Clear quartz.
Clear quartz is the mother stone.
Mm.
It's the mother of all crystals. It's good for intuition. It's also good for, you can program it for whatever you want.
Program it?
Yeah, program it. Like, put your intentions inside of it.
Interesting. Some people came in, so we're going to take a little break. Okay, we're back. Better take a little break. Marsha had to take care of some customers. So where were we, Marsha?
Talking about, and I'm here, I'm about to discuss my favorite stone of all. It has become my favorite. It's called rose quartz.
Who's quote?
And I feel like every single one of us on this planet need to self-love.
What is, which one is it? Show
it's
it to me.
It's called rose quartz.
Is that the one you touched? No?
The stone of unconditional love.
Oh, I know. Yes.
It's
I need one of these.
It's very pink, and they call it rose because rose is, represents love, you know? Connects
I love
with
this.
The divine also. I was one that never was into rose quartz, but now I have become, and I wear one now because you know what? I want to have a love in my life.
Mm.
And she's coming this year. I said she. And she's coming.
It's okay.
We all need someone to balance her.
Right. I'm ready for my woman to come.
You know, our counterpart or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, we all need a balance. And whoever says they don't need love like that, they're fucking lying.
Right.
Pardon my friend.
It's okay. I curse all the time.
They lying because you know what? Love is the cure for all anything out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's the cure for the sadness. It's the cure for the disease. It's the cure for anything, even for the darkness.
Mm.
You know, when you learn how to love you, that real love is going to come into your life.
Mm.
Even if they are scared as a fuckers of it.
You know what?
They'll come. They'll come. They'll come back.
Right.
Sometimes they go. So they run,
and then they come back.
And then they come back because they know they need that true love.
Mm.
When you're giving it to them, it may scare them at first, but they know when somewhere out there, when they're alone and they're in their own head, they be like, oh, damn, this person truly loves me. Whoa. I feel like today they want mean shit. Why you want somebody mean in your life when you can get someone that's loving and wonderful and amazing and kind and everything.
You're talking. You know what's funny you say that? Because today I was talking about that on my Facebook, how, you know, I don't need love like that. And I know deep inside I do need.
When you say it, you know you need it.
Yep, you know you need it. Yep.
For sure.
That's why I don't settle. That's why I'm not settling until
I
find the right one.
I found the right one, but who knows? Maybe in time.
Right
now, I'm going to try my luck somewhere else for the meantime. Listen to what I said one day to a customer. Sometimes you got to find someone, but with some good intentions, you know?
Right.
Good intentions. Always good intentions.
Right.
Be honest from the get-go. Don't lie to people.
Right.
Live for love, not for lies.
Right.
Because we people today like to lie to ourselves and other people. But you're only kicking your own self in the ass because that's karma.
Right.
You know, I've met someone that taught me now not to lie, and I really, it matters to me. And I hope one day she realized that and she wake the hell up. Because she taught me not to lie. And she taught me that love is everything, even if she never got that kind of love.
Mm.
She taught me that. And she, not knowing she did, but anyway. Love is the cure for everything.
I agree.
So you come by and you get you a piece of rose quartz.
Yeah.
It's
I gotta get me some rose quartz.
Don't never get lost because someone got you lost. You have to be found.
Yes.
On your own. Don't let someone give you closure. You know the closure is inside you already.
Yep, yep.
Why you want to seek
closure? Yeah, people are always waiting for closure. I know.
Another person.
Yeah,
get
I just,
it from yourself.
You leave.
That's it. Me, I could never see closure from what happened because I know deep down and I know it's not me, it's that person.
Mm.
You find your own happiness within,
yes.
You know?
Yes.
Get your rose quartz. And another one is Tiger's Eye, my favorite one. It's very good for discipline, protection.
What is it? Let me see.
Discipline, protection. Focus, abundance, luck, prosperity, everything you need in one stone. It's very powerful, you know?
Yeah, I can feel it.
Magnetic, you know? It even brings your heart's desire. You believe in your heart's desire.
Of course.
You attract whatever you need in your life.
That's why, Marsha, I haven't been sexually active in almost 4 years. Three and a half years, and I feel so good.
That's why you got strength.
Yeah,
sex takes your energy.
It does,
and especially when you're giving it to the wrong person. They put demons. I call it demon semen. They put the semen in you, and even the woman too.
Demon semen.
Demon energy or whatever.
Yep, it's true.
You gotta find a one that's really there for you and loves you unconditionally, and you know that's right. True love.
Mm.
You know, and then you can never get that demon semen. kiss.
I love that.
You want that match.
Yep, yep. That's why I'm waiting. I'm
people
waiting.
People wasting people time today, yep. Telling them, oh, I care and this and that. But they don't know the soul.
Yep.
They only know what's out here, what society shows them. If they know what the soul really is all about, then they know what true love is all about.
Yep. Yeah. I agree. 110%.
Come and get your rose quartz. And another one I like. The citrine. Abundance and prosperity.
I had citrine somewhere.
Luck and prosperity. And abundance.
And abundance.
Brings the money also, if that's what you're looking for.
And also, I see you have a lot of plants in here.
And then the plants, I like the pothos.
The pothos.
I call them the lover's plant.
The lover's plant.
They got little hearts on them, on the leaves.
It's called platos?
Patos. It's another one good for unconditional love. You know, you love the plant, you love you. You love you, you love the plant.
Somebody told me, watch how a woman waters her plants.
Yes.
Because if she waters her plants, she can bring life. She brings it to life.
She brings it back. Yes.
Right. Some men don't understand that. And women don't understand. Some women don't have plants.
Yeah, well, they're getting them now.
Yeah, they're getting them
now. They're getting them now because this situation has taught them how to redirect their mind somewhere,
right.
Focus on another hobby, so they come and get their plants. You know, some come back, say they'd kill them, but anyway, you know, not everyone got the green thumb.
Not everyone got the green thumb.
But, you know, you can't get the green thumb over
time. Of course.
I never had the green thumb, but I got my green thumb because I didn't give up.
Right. Some people
giving
give up.
Giving up is too easy.
Yeah, some people give up, that's
giving
for
up
sure.
Is too easy.
It's super easy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's super easy.
And then we got some succulents, you know, fish hooks, if you like fish hooks.
Oh, yeah, this was sticking on my head, this fish hooks.
String of pearls, you know, teaches yourself that you're precious. Pearls, I never was into pearls, but I know I wear mine now because I know I value myself. I value my soul. Mm. And every single soul out there should value their soul, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, they should never settle for less.
Mm.
Because someone tell you they love you, that don't mean they love you.
Right.
They have to show you.
Right.
It's about making time and caring and then humans.
You humans.
We're
all aliens, you know, right? You're an alien. I'm an alien.
Humans don't know what love is.
Yeah,
they don't know what true love is.
Yeah,
they say they love people, but 1 minute they dump you and then they take your bag. They dump you and then take your bag.
Yeah, that's my life. That's what happens to me all the time. They dump me, they want to come back. Yeah, they don't love
that's
me.
That's like possession.
Oh, man.
They want to possess you because they know they can do that to you. Like, teach you like a yo-yo.
Oh,
they
want
to treat you like a yo-yo.
Oh.
Love is not a yo-yo.
Right. Preach,
you know
please.
What I'm saying? It's not a yo-yo. Love is beyond this. Love is a black hole.
Mm.
There's no end and there's no beginning.
Mm.
And there's no beginning and there's no end.
Mm.
That's it.
I love that. Yeah. I love that philosophy.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. For me, I know my love is a black hole. And if anyone says I told them I love them and I didn't mean it, because they don't believe me then. That's why. Because every single soul I said I love you to, I meant it.
Mm.
I meant it.
I'm going to stop telling people I love them so much.
Because
listen, tell them, never, you know, there's a thing now is tell everybody you love them because you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. So how would you say?
I don't, like I say to the close friends I know because even if you tell it to a stranger, they look at you like
you're
weird.
Crazy, right? Yeah.
You know, I think I might scare somebody by telling them I love them, but I do love them. That's the whole fact. I do love that person.
Right. Hold on, we gotta take a break. We'll be right back. This is so good. All right, so this is the end of it. We had a great time. What we gonna do before we end? What could you say?
We could talk about the Dreamcast.
Okay, the Dreamcast before we end. What's the Dreamcast?
Last but not least, we here to talk about the dream catchers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know,
so that's a dream catcher.
Yes, this is a dream catcher.
Okay.
Well, you know, the Native Americans link it to protecting you while you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to weave the nightmares into the knit,
mm-hmm.
and keep your mind positive and protect you from any type of dark forces. While you sleep.
So you put that over your bed.
So you put it over in your bedroom, anywhere in your bedroom where you want to sleep. Or you can put it over your bedhead. It protects you there too, mostly because where your head lies.
Mm.
And I love Dreamcatcher. I got a Dreamcatcher tattoo on my back. So I'm always protected anyway.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. you know, custom made by, we have some here custom made by the Mexicans.
Those are beautiful right there.
They will put little beads, and then we have some with feathers.
Yeah, I've seen one with feathers.
People like a lot with some, the vine is made from tree branches from the trees.
Mm-hmm.
So that's even more special, connect you with nature.
Okay.
And the feathers also.
Okay, well, before we end it, because we got to end it now. So where's the spot at again?
The spot is on 10th Street and 1st Avenue. Let everyone know you come down, you know, if you want to get connected more to nature, which we all need to do because we was once like that in the past, but mm-hmm. humans have forgotten
the old
ways, and they have become brainwashed by society.
Yes, they have.
And society, when it comes to that, it changes your mindset, you know? You don't know who, your true self when society takes over your mind and your body.
Well, I love you, Marsha.
And I love you too, Joe.
Thank you for this great interview. This was so peaceful. Because I'm always ranting and ranting sometimes. So this was just so good to let you just give us some good positive energy and give us some knowledge.
Yes, right? anytime.
Okay, so they're going to come out. They're going to check you out, all right?
Yes.
All right, y'all. So anyway, y'all, that was my show for the day. This is Joe Suba, Suba Talks. I hope y'all liked it. I'm getting a little close to the music so I can hear the ambiance of the music. You can hear the crystals in the background. Anyway, y'all, don't forget, you know, to get great shows like this, you can also sponsor one of my shows, which I would like. You can email me at supertalks@gmail.com. Any sponsorship is great. You know, or just click the link on this in the podcast sponsorship, and you can help me out a little. It don't matter what it is. It could be a dollar. It could be 50 cents. Doesn't matter. All right, y'all. Peace out.